It's our high-speed, chaotic culture, nerve-wracking relationships, and other consistently tense conditions such as financial strain and even an illness that we need to manage. Now, most of us are dealing with several of these simultaneously, and that's a lot of perceived danger in our daily life. Your nervous system sees it as kryptonite. The closer we get to the chaos, the forces of kryptonite get stronger. When life becomes kryptonite in this culture of chaos, so what's a person to do? You got to keep it right here.
It's Health Quest Radio. It's Dr. David Kolbaba on AM 560. The Answer.
It's happening all along the beautiful shores of Lake Michigan. Meaningful, life-changing moments all around the world. HealthQuest Radio goes airborne, wheels up. Copy that. HealthQuest Radio proudly presents Adventures in Health with your host, Dr. David Kolbaba. Hi, I'm Alex, and you? Well, you're right where you're supposed to be. You're listening to America's number one health news and science show, our adventure guide, He Is Ready. He is the voice of integrated preventive health care in our nation today. He's the clinical director of our West Dundee offices. His story will show he is a man before his time, a real trailblazer. My friend, my partner, and my favorite radio boss, here's our host, Dr. David Kolbaba.
Hey.
Yeah, right.
How's it going, Dr. David?
Good, good. Hey, question for you on this Saturday morning. No mistake that you have tuned in to Chicagoland's longest-running health news and science show with me, Dr. David Kolbaba. A sobering question. Are you healthy? What do you think? I mean, I know you'd like to think it, but are you truly healthy? Sobering question, for sure. But my question, to take it even further, have you ever been healthy? Think about it. Would you say that you were healthier in your younger days? Most of us would assume that. I hear a lot of people saying that. But have you ever really been healthy? And how would you know? My life growing up, we didn't have tons of money or food. My mom seemed to have the talent to be able to bring it all together so you'd never know it. Now, the cheapest food, I reckon, is what my mom and dad purchased. And back in my day, whenever that was, long ago, the cheapest food, well, heck, TV dinners just got introduced. We didn't even have a TV, so. But the point is, the cheapest food was the food that was probably the healthiest because it came from the farmers who didn't know no better, so they would sell their stuff really cheap, and then we'd pick up on it because, you see, anything that was in a can, anything that was frozen, anything that was processed in any way would have had to been more expensive than what we could afford. And so having a farm in the family as well, and having people back in the day who would have these victory gardens, were people who wanted to grow their own, not because they wanted to be healthy, but because they were cheapskates. You know, they didn't have a lot of coin. They didn't have a lot of cash on hand. So you plant a little seed left over from last year's tomato, and you'd have a tomato plant, and then you'd have tomatoes, and you would be spared of having to, you know, dig in your pocket and get that rare thing called money out to spend on food. And then the side effect, if you will, but we didn't think about it at the time, the healthiest of all the food was the food that was remained untouched, unprocessed. So in a sense, from, you know, the new concept now when you go to the restaurant, farm to table, and you wonder what's going on at that farm. Because earlier in the day when companies like Monsanto came out, you know, they would grab the larger farms and they'd get with it, with the farmer and get them induced, seduced to perhaps use some insecticides and all that. But guess what they did? They let the smaller farmer go because it wasn't no big profit there, no big crop. And it was the smaller farms or even land that was never farmed that in this day and age became the purest of all the soil that's out there. But back to the question, would you say that you have ever been healthy? Not that you want to think that you weren't, but, you know, there's actually a good chance that you were healthy if you're over 50 years old, in that you were healthy in your younger years for reasons similar to what I just mentioned. This generation of kids of today, no way. Because, you see, all they're eating is processed foods, and the processing has even gotten worse, more dangerous, more risky, and somehow the powers that be, whoever they are that manage this country and all of its vestiges, I don't know that they're doing a great job, and we're becoming legalistic in areas we shouldn't become legalistic, and we're letting things go where we should be tightening up. I'm thinking, to have an organic anything in this country, it's got to be certified. In other words, you got to have the sticker all over the thing to prove that it's pure enough to eat. I don't know about labeling something that should be pure and good. I'm thinking all the labels should be on the dangerous food, which is 95% of what all Americans eat. Does that make sense? So if you're over 50, I'm sensing that you're probably more prone to have been healthy. Our kids, no way. The processed food, the little to no physical activity, the divorce rate and single parenting, the more stress that's coming. You know what? You think your life is more stressful. I'm telling you, you hand your kid an electronic device, throw him in front of the TV as the babysitter. Oh, no, excuse me. Little iPad action there. Give him his favorite game, and he'll sit there for hours. You do that with your kids. Even kids of today are under more stress, bar none, more stress than kids ever were. They're getting the same type of information inundating their little brains, formative as those brains are, and we're driving our kids crazy. So with the single parenting, is the stress coming in, the electronic devices, and on we go. Crazyville. And so today, when life becomes kryptonite, now those of you who are old enough to remember Superman or anybody else, kryptonite was the substance from, I believe, his planet of origin that was rather toxic and would actually weaken him and bring him close to death because it was so toxic, so dangerous and risky for him. Now, when I'm thinking about life being harder on us as adults, and of course we've coupled that to our kids, which now our kids are crazy, and you wonder why the suicide rates, suicide ideation, and the fighting, and just all on and go. What are the contributing factors to the crazy, the chaos that's in our society today? Well, I can tell you one thing. I don't need to spend an hour telling you because you know what it is. We live in a culture of chaos. I'm not here to preach. I'm here to, help any of us watch for the exit sign that would allow us to get off of this expressway, this crazy expressway, and get to where it's a little more quiet and perhaps a little more likely to be what our bodies were engineered to live with when it comes to even something on the subject of stress. Our bodies, they were made to handle stress, right? But were our bodies made to handle stress of a certain kind or a certain intensity? So when you think about a weakness in your body, I've got a question for you. What do you think the strongest aspect of your life, your living, your body, what do you think it is? I'm really talking about your body more than anything, but what might be what you consider to be the strongest element in your body? Is it your heart, your brain, your intestines? Is it, I had an 85-year-old woman in my office. She had the most, I'm going to just have to purse my lips a little bit. She had beautiful legs. And I actually had to comment, I think she was 85. And I commented to her, name was Sue. And I said, Sue, may I say something to you? She said, sure. And she was a healthy person. A matter of fact, she walked about 3-4 miles per day. And it got her to 85. And I asked her, are you aware that you have the legs of a younger woman, beautiful legs? And she looked at me just, blinked her eyes slowly and said, "Yes, I've been told that many times." And I was thinking, what was it about a part of her body that remained more youthful, more vibrant, more strong? And it's true. We don't have to get all wrinkled up when we get old. I don't believe so. But if we've been on the hard side of life, well, maybe we've got something to talk about. But I want you to get to that point in your mind where you can ask yourself the simple question of what is the healthiest, strongest aspect of your body? What do you think it is? And later on, if you're lucky, I'm going to be going to the question, what do you think your weakest link is? What do you think it is? Because you have one, you know. You've got a strong link and a weak link, but you got to keep it right here. What could it be? The weakness or the strength? Huh. Well, you'll have to figure it out, but you got to keep it right here on a Health Quest Saturday morning with me, Dr. David Kolbaba.
You are ready to be taught the new
healthcare practitioner, board certified clinical nutritionist with advanced degrees in clinical nutrition. And did you know this? Dr. Kolbaba is one of only 9 doctors in a whole darn state of Illinois that has attained this level of education in clinical nutrition. He's one of America's original health coaches. He is a board certified addictions professional. He is the founder and show host of Health Quest Radio.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 1/3 of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
It's no mistake that you're listening to our show today. Please call our HealthQuest Radio hotline at 800-794-1855. That's 800-794-1855. Make this one phone call one of the most important phone calls you'll ever make for your sake. 800-794-1855. Come on.
You are ready to be taught the new way.
When life becomes kryptonite, our body's autonomic nervous system has a couple of main parts. I'm going to keep this explanation really simple. The parasympathetic nervous system, known as the rest and digest mode, slows your respiration when you need it to and increases digestion. So your body can relax and it can process the nutrients you eat. You're eating the farm fresh ones, aren't you? And even those are suspect, for Pete's sake. The sympathetic nervous system, on the other hand, it's your fight or flight guy, the fight or flight mode, the fight or flight. It accelerates your heart rate. It raises your blood pressure for the fight or flight, and it sends blood to all the muscles, fight or flight. It also decreases the secretions of that you need for digestion, because this ain't no time for digesting processed food. Nope. We got to get out of here. And as one of the body's many cycles, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic modes, they cycle rhythmically together back and forth throughout the day. So when you're going to eat, I mean, you're not going to eat and fight somebody. I don't think so. So when you need to digest the nutrients, the ebb and flow between the two. And it sends this via the bloodstream to every living cell. Now, why is the sympathetic nervous system mode called the fight and flight? Well, in times of danger, perceived danger, you need to do something. You're either going to fight the person and overwhelm them, or you're going to run and get as far away as you can from the stress, because you're going to need an accelerated heart rate, raised blood pressure, and a burst of blood to all the muscles so you can run or fight, right? You don't want to be some kind of a wimp out there. You don't want to be digesting Fritos and have no blood going to the muscles. Excuse me, sir, I can't fight you now. I'm eating Fritos. No, that's not, you want to be able to attack or defend or escape. Now, maybe you could already see the problem here, and not because of Doritos or Fritos. If we live under unyielding mental or emotional stress, then the body remains stuck in the never-ending fight or flight mode. Almost every person you know is fight or flighting. I'm telling you, it's a truth. In that mode, the digestive system itself, when you keep it in the switched on the other track, the digestive system stalls out. Even if we're eating quality food, homemade food, if you're in fight or flight mode, you're not going to handle the digestion of food, whether it's the good stuff or the bad stuff. So then the food doesn't digest properly, and then that's why you get the bloat. And relatively large boluses of food, now turning to feces, they get pushed through your intestinal tract with many important nutrients flushed rather than absorbed. And that's one of the reasons why people say, I go on diets, I don't lose weight. I take supplements, eat healthy foods, but I'm not getting healthier. You see, you kind of are your own experiment in motion. You don't seem to think that the good stuff is causing good. And really, the bad stuff isn't that bad because you're able to get over it. You know, if you've done a heavy night of drinking, somehow over the next day, maybe two, depending on how old you are, you seem to get through it, last long enough to maybe do it again. But that's when life becomes kryptonite. Then what are you supposed to do with these immune cells that are depressed? They interpret all the food, even healthy food, as damaging to the body. So your body's immune system gets up and creates an enemy of your food. Now, maybe some of the poor food choices that you are eating should be an enemy to the body, like enemy to the state. And so the body, your immune system itself, starts to attack the very food that you're eating, regardless of its quality. And that's where you get the bloating, the tiredness, the incremental thought processes that are weakening, your lack of memory skills. You walk into a room, don't know why you're there. You get cold after you eat. You sleep at night and wake up, can't get back to sleep. This is all part and parcel of something that's all too common today. And I got to say that as stressful as life has always been on the planet with every person that's ever lived on it, things have changed. The compression of this, of the stress on us has compounded through the years. And so new problems arise. And so what ends up happening, your own antibodies, your own defense mechanism is attacking. It's almost like the drunk in the bar that's in a fight, and everybody in the bar is kind of kicking and punching him out. And he's so drunk, he don't know what side is up. So the police get there to save his lowly ass. And the police are there. He starts swinging on the police. Like, he doesn't know right from wrong. He doesn't know friend or foe. They're there to save him. But the body can get itself so, I can say, we get our body so confused that it doesn't know what side is up. And then we get this thing called inflammation. A term that we're starting to use even with doctors across the river is leaky gut, what we call dysbiosis. Food sensitivities. No, I got the allergies. I got the allergies. I got the allergies. No, you don't. You got low strata of health, problem. That's what you got. If you got yourself healthy, amazingly, how many diseases would go away if we just got healthier? How many conditions we think we've had since birth or because of genetics would just go away? I know it sounds like an oversimplification, but if you haven't done it, then you don't know, and therefore you cannot experience it. Women who get pregnant will tell me they get allergies only when they're pregnant. Other women, other side of the room, say they have allergies that when they get pregnant, their allergies clear. And you wonder, wait a second, are either of the women we're talking about, are either of them fraught with true allergies, or is their body just reacting and upset? And is the food or air or whatever that they think they're allergic to, is that just the trigger? It's something to think about, but it's not good. Because the sympathetic, when the sympathetic nervous system kicks in times of danger, or at least we perceive danger, and who among us are not afraid of everything these days, this means that any prolonged mental or emotional stress essentially locks the nervous system into a hyper alert fight or flight, like I said. And when you live to a high speed chaotic culture, or in a nerve-wracking relationship, or under consistently tense conditions, your nervous system thinks you're living in an active war zone. And that is not good. You wonder why? Because the fight or flight response, it was a beautiful thing for the caveman in us and a spear-chasing dinner. Or when the sympathetic response helped him escape becoming dinner himself. And that's all in my book called The Caveman Way to Getting Healthy. And you've got to get that book. You can pre-order it by calling 800-794-1855 at 800-794-1855, The Caveman Way to Getting Healthier. It's a Neanderthal guide for regaining health naturally. You can pre-order that book, I'm thinking a few months from now, but that's what I've kind of sort of been saying anyhow, because that's what I've been told. Hey, more on this sympathetic versus parasympathetic nervous system as you drive your caveman inside of you. You kind of drive it crazy, like as if you're living in bad times in the past. Keep it right here, would you?
Dr. David Kolbaba, natural healthcare practitioner, board certified clinical nutritionist with advanced degrees in clinical nutrition. And did you know this? Dr. Kolbaba is one of only 9 doctors in a whole darn state of Illinois that has attained this level of education in clinical nutrition. He's one of America's original health coaches. He is a board certified addictions professional. He is the founder and show host of Health Quest Radio.
Listening to Chicagoland's longest-running health, news, and science show with your host, Dr. David Kolbaba.
Well, I'm sure you're consuming your 5 to 13 recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day, right? But if you're not, try Dr. K's Super VitaQuest, because it provides a proprietary concentrated blend of those important phytonutrient-rich plant extracts. Maybe it's time to go beyond the basics, because our Super VitaQuest has been scientifically tested for its biological activity potential. And, well, it helps protect our cells from those damaging free radicals, maintaining DNA stability. It's the smart multi, uniquely designed to nourish, defend, and recharge every cell in our bodies. Super VitaQuest is further enhanced with quality vitamins and minerals and many other superior phytonutrients like resveratrol, lutein, zeaxanthin, and lycopene. So go beyond the basics. Try Dr. K's Super VitaQuest today. Order your first supply by calling 800-794-1855. That's 800-794-1855. More Health Quest coming right up.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait. We wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Your life is in a shambles anyway.
No, it's not in a shambles. It's in a mild state of disarray.
Fine.
It is what it is.
Thanks again for being with us on the Saturday morning. No mistake that you have tuned in to our show today. When life becomes kryptonite in our culture of chaos, I was thinking about taking an exit ramp and getting on with life on my own. I was referring to our food earlier in my life. I just happened to have eaten probably the best food ever because the processed food was burgeoning at the time. We couldn't afford it. And now you think of the best food tends to be the more expensive food. And so it's a cheap way to hell when it comes to food in this country of chaos of ours. And so I'm wondering, well, what can we do? Because we're shifting our stress and our body, the way our body handles stress, the parasympathetic versus the sympathetic nervous system. One is the rest and digest, and the other one is the fight and flight. Most of us are in the fight or flight mode. And as I said before, the flight or fight response was a beautiful thing for us cavemen and our spear chasing dinner. You know, just chase the animals around or grub around the ground, try to find a worm or a piece of fruit maybe or something like that. But when the sympathetic response helped him escape from becoming dinner himself. But the caveman's fight or flight response reverted back to the rest and digest once things calmed down. Even cavemen had a quiet and peace of mind once in a while. But in our normal life in this century, I should say, from time to time, we'll have significant pressure. And the problem is, in the current culture, the chaotic culture that we live in, we're frequently, if not continuously, overstressed. And that's when life becomes kryptonite. Our society's typical level of pressure is more than the human body was designed to handle. Did you know, and I asked you this question earlier in the show, what is that weak element, that weak part in your body? Yeah, I don't have my grandma, she died of a heart attack, but her brain, she was all in it, let me tell you. Or you could say that my grandfather was in top physical fitness, but then the Alzheimer's took him. And you sit there, and what part of your body is the leak that's going to cause your car to swerve off the road? And you don't have to die to suffer, right? And many people die in the process of falling short, as we talked about last week in our current health status. I was mentioning last week, maybe it's not a coincidence. It's probably a consequence. It's not genetics. It's poor decision-making. It's when we stay in the herd. Did you know if the United States is 69th place in the world community of healthy life expectancy, that is to say, how long can I go before a disease gets on me like a lion on a wildebeest on the Serengeti Plains? And how long will that disease be with me before I die? Oh, by the way, if that disease lands on me, certainly another disease is going to land on me too. And before you know it, you're not dead, but you're suffering. Healthy life expectancy, how long you can hope to live, not a general life expectancy, but how long you expect to live without being sick. In the United States today is 69th. There are 68 other countries that have a longer life without disease. What are they doing in those countries? What are we not doing in this country? That's a sobering thing to think about. Could it be the weakness in your body is self-inflicted? And could it be a strong part of your body is because of something you've participated in? in wanting to get to your own personal health care instead of, did you know if you stay, if you do everything every American's going to do, you're coming out 69th place. Do you get that? Do you get, if you do everything everybody else is doing, you will end up 69th place. Meaning you're going to get sicker sooner, you're going to suffer longer because you exhibit the same characteristic traits that everyone else around you. The only way you're going to live longer and live healthier longer is if you do some things different. That's what Health Quest is all about. You know, I ask every new patient somewhere in the discussion, I always ask them this question. What is it that piqued your interest on that show you listened to that caused you to make that connection, that phone call to us? What is it? What did you hear? You've been listening to Health Quest over the years. What do you get from it? What is Health Quest Radio representative for you and your benefit? I, by far, with a distant second place, the thing that I hear more often than anything else as to how you will begin your trek with us, your trek to the top, making your life an adventure in health, not in sickness or disease. The number one statement is, well, Dr. Kobaba, when I listen to your show, it just makes sense. Or someone else might say, when I hear you talk, it just makes perfect sense. And if you could go around the countryside and find hundreds, if not thousands, of people who people say that about their doctor, I think we'd be in a different place. Because we only want to do one thing here at HealthQuest, and that is make perfect sense. You know what I mean?
It's Dr. David Kolbaba. It's Health Quest Radio.
You are ready to be taught the new way.
It's Dr. David Kolbaba.
Hey, let me tell you about our age analysis assessment. It takes just a few seconds to scan for those advanced glycated end products that cause premature aging. And then we'll briefly go over your results and give you a few things for you to do to improve. And then we'll retest you in about 60 days. And you'll pay our special low price for your first assessment, and I'll pay for your second one. That's right, your follow-up age analysis assessment is on me. And we're going to compare your biologic age with your chronologic age, and then we're going to help you determine if your biologic age is on par with your chronologic age. But you got to make that call today, not tomorrow, but today. It's our HealthQuest Radio hotline, 800-794-1855. That's 800-794-1855. Second assessment free if you make that call right now. Some conditions and restrictions do apply, so make that call today, 800-794-1855.
Go to healthquestradio.com.
Trying to get ourselves together, yeah.
Oh, we.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we better try. Try to get ourselves together, yeah. We. Oh, we better try. Try to get ourselves together, baby, we.
Think about it. Oh, we better try. You know, I get a little tired watching the flow of where we're going in this country. I'm going to read something to you that drives me batty. Because that, we just heard this week we want a 32-hour work week. I'm just the miserable flow, and we need to break from the herd, people. We gotta get there. This has to do with the should tos from. I'm gonna ask you what feeling you get. I'm gonna go to our feelings right now. What feeling do you get when I read some of this as it relates to making life better? These are 10 urgent but practical steps. And I didn't write this. These are termed 10 urgent yet practical steps for how decision makers at all levels can address the root causes of declining life expectancy in the U.S. Because it's gone down again. We're not talking about healthy life expectancy. We're talking about the regular life expectancy. That's how long they're going to keep you in a vegetative state before they pull the plug. That number is going down. But let's read from a perspective that's going to make you feel good, or maybe not. Here it is. Congress should support the Biden administration's request for additional funding for public health outreach. Number two, hospitals and clinics and jails and prisons, they should provide access to medications that treat opioid and the disorder. But they want to be treating these prisoners with methadone. Okay? Here's another. Health agencies should expand harm reduction services such as public health vending machines and overdose prevention sites. Yeah, at the concert sites. If you overdose, got a little machine over there. Okay, what do you think? Okay, here's another one. States should implement extreme risk protection orders requiring permits for gun purchase and support the community violence intervention programs. Another one. Schools should offer easily accessible, confidential, and comprehensive adolescent health care. Another one, regulators and automakers should embrace the implementation of driver's impairment detection technology. So you don't want to drive the car on your own. You want the machine to tell you what to do. Now, when I read this, and I'm not even going to read the rest of this, but regulators should embrace. The FDA should release long-term mandatory industry targets for sodium reduction. When do we get a chance to control our own lives? When are you going to take control of your life? You know, you got a weakness on board, you got a strength on board your body, and there's this dance between the parasympathetic nervous system and the nervous system. And the age analysis assessment that we talked about during the break, it just takes a couple of seconds. Now, why would you want to get the age analysis assessment? Why do we want to do that? Why would you want it? Because it's going to give you an indication of some aspect of your body's operation, its function. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to find where some of the weaknesses are. Now, this isn't a, you know, one and done, you know, all-encompassing test. It's just one of many different tests that deliver information to us and to you, the patient, so that you can make adjustments on your own and you're not sickened by the herd anymore. You're not going with the flow. You know, the flow ain't going nowhere good. I mean, how many times have you said in the last month or two, wow, this country is heading in the right direction? And I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just looking out my dashboard and out my windshield, and I'm seeing that we're going kind of sort of downhill as a group, as a herd, as a country. Now, that's not to say that I'm not optimistic, but I'm more optimistic at what chances I have or what you have individually to step out of the statistics that reflect what we're doing as a society, because I don't like what I am seeing. So can we bust out, do something a little different? The age analysis assessment, it's just a couple of seconds to scan. What we're doing is we are scanning for advanced glycated end products, which are side effects of your poor living is really what it is. And it causes you to prematurely age. Now, we're probably going to find that you're prematurely aging like everybody is. Why do you think we're 69th in the world when it comes to healthy life expectancy? And our total life expectancy continues to go down with all the science and technology and the studies and the procedures that are out there. And you thought it would save you? No, we got to save ourselves. But one of the credos of HealthQuest Radio through the years is how we can paddle our own boat. But we can paddle to a safe place and get back upstream where the water slows down and we can enjoy our life a little bit more instead of being driven and tossed by this thing called stress. The age analysis assessment, you're not going to do so well the first time, but here's the deal. We're going to compare your biologic age with your chronologic age, and then we're going to help you determine if your biologic age is on par with your chronologic age. And here's the deal. If you call our HealthQuest Radio hotline now, you're going to get your second assessment free if you make that call right now. And that number is 800-794-1855, 800-794-1855. Okay, so you don't do so well on the first test, all right? Maybe you don't. Maybe you're not, and you're not going to be surprised that you don't do that well. That's the point. But the point is, get away. Set yourself free. Make some changes, some adaptations to a new life ahead that that'll put you apart from the stats that we're getting on this country. But you got to make that call, 800-794-1855. That's 800-794-1855. Got more? Got to keep it right here, okay? Okay. So how long were you told that you'd be on that medication that you're taking? That's what I thought. Sad, but it's the same for everyone else. Question, do you believe it's possible for you to be set free from the medication that you are presently on? Or are you stuck taking it forever, not to mention all of the side effects? And how good could it feel to finally become drug-free? You know, the United States makes up less than 5% of the world's population, yet we use over 85% of the world's supply of medication. And that means that 95% of the world is using the 15% leftover medications, with 34 countries living longer than we do here in the United States today. Helping our body regain its health using a more natural approach can reduce the need for these dangerous medications. So let's begin your adventure in health today. Call 800-794-1855 to reserve your new patient strategy consultation. That's 800-794-1855.
Go to healthquestradio.com.
You know, sometimes I share why I play this particular piece of music. I happen to know the person who produces this this music. He's Native American. I mean, he's not my best friend, but I do know him, met him several times. Whenever I hear such beauty, and I think that all of us have a song in our heart. We were all made as co-creators together from the Master Creator. And I'm thinking when we fall short of that level of health that we can provide ourselves with God's help, who knows what we can get in the mix? What kind of life can we live? How long will that life last us? How long can we live without the vestiges of some disease, condition, or infection? You know, I've been saying for over 25 years on the radio how the diseases, conditions, and infections, they're all predacious. They pick on the young, old, weak, slow. Did you notice? I started saying that 25 years ago. Did you notice during COVID what happened? Those that were most affected and trodden were the young, old, weak, slow. That's what it was all about. Certain rules that were provided with, principles that are there for us to pluck like an apple off a tree, are theirs for us to take on and take and consume. And the idea of you taking some of the concepts that you hear on our show and consume them and then be changed in your forward progress to live the longest life that you could ever live and live it healthily so. And as we mentioned earlier in the show, a credo of ours is make your life an adventure in health, not in sickness or disease. I'd have to say a substantial number of people who make that phone call, 800-794-1855, a substantial percentage of people who enter our offices for care, they have flown over the waterfall. They're not coming in for reasons that lead them to wanting a higher level of health. It just so happens that some disease has shaken their world, and now they've come into our office for help. And there's an urgency and a drama. And although we're up to the task, sure we are, but that's not my preferential way from which I love to practice in our clinic in East Dundee. If you were to make that call, 800-794-1855, that's 800-794-1855, so we could begin that climb for you, your adventure in health. You know, we say that if you're not making your life an adventure in health, then you're certainly making your life an adventure towards sickness and disease, and that's what we see. And in this country, you know, the pundits out there have taught us that if you have no symptomatology, if you don't have any pain, there's no suffering, that means there is no disease. How terribly wrong, how misled we are as a country. But those people who have entered our office and those like you who listen to our show every week, then you know that symptoms are not the first thing to show up. Early detection is for for those ill-informed. And instead, we know that the disease process and the weakness that precedes the disease was there all along, maybe even decades. So if you could do something for yourself, and that's be an advocate for your forward progress, then I would suggest something for you to do right now before you change your mind. Because the herd ain't heading in a direction that you want to go, unless you want to be in 69th place or worse, with their life expectancy getting worse every day. Why not make that phone call? 800-794-1855. That's 800-794-1855. Do it for yourself. We look forward to looking back with you and just see that your life has changed and you're older and you're healthier. 794-1855. That's 800-794-1855. You be blessed. Thanks for listening.